there's those just making sounds again.
I want to know how often we just start the show with sounds.
Probably more often than you think.
Oh, and I think it's pretty often.
Usually it's probably more, the frequency is probably higher on Mondays.
Oh.
I think. Because it's like, especially after a weekend. Yeah.
It's the Brett Davin Show, brought to you by Adobe Radio, in partnership with Nice Guy Digital, and recorded live in beautiful North Hollywood, California. On today's episode,
we're gonna talk about our weekends.
Now let's get to the guy who's graduated high school 3 times.
That's me,
Brett Davin.
Listen up, everybody. This is our show. Thank you for telling your friends and family about this silly program and engaging with us on the social medias. If you want to shout out a friend, shout at us or with us. You can send the show a text. Just put our email address, bdsfans@adobe.com, into your text messaging where you usually put a phone number. Once again, the address is bdsfans@idobi.com. Today, prove you're listening live by sending in the palm tree emoji. Why the palm tree emoji? Well, you'll find out soon. It has to do with somebody's weekend. One day before the big vote tomorrow, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about it? If you haven't heard that there's a vote tomorrow, you are... I am so jealous of you. How do you avoid hearing about these things? Oh... Can you imagine the person who's sitting out there like, what vote? I haven't heard of a vote. How do you possibly avoid this kind of news coverage and this kind of just shellacking of coverage, this shellacking of a news story that we are under right now? How do you avoid it? And please tell me how you avoid it so we can be best friends and you can save me and my brain. Anyway, there's a big vote tomorrow. Are you registered? Go to vote.gov to find out. Also, just find plenty of information about where to go, what to do, how it works, blah, 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 blah. Vote.gov, everybody. All right, send in those palm tree emojis. Lots of show to get to today. Before we get to all of it, let's go around the room, say hi to everybody. Hello, social media Matadocious.
Hello.
Hello, Katie LeClaire.
It's Marooned Without a Compass Day.
You missed a really important holiday.
Oh, okay.
Love a Redhead Day.
That's today?
That's today? Yeah.
Must be on the other calendar of ridiculous holidays.
I do use 3 different calendars. Well, I only checked 2.
Katie
probably just didn't want... She's being humble.
She's being humble. Right. She did get the word maroon in there, though, which is sort of red-ish.
It's all sort of red. Everything's red today.
Yeah, that's another one of those English words, by the way.
What?
Another one of those damn English words where it's the same word, but we use it for 4 different things.
Ah, yes.
You can be marooned on an island.
Yes.
You can be wearing the color maroon.
Uh-huh.
Or you can be a maroon. Wow, what a maroon.
Mm-hmm. But you spelled it wrong because you're such a maroon.
Yeah. What cartoon? Was that Bugs Bunny? What a maroon. Who was that? What cartoon character... Use that as their thing.
I thought I was making a clever joke just all by myself right now. I'm pretty sure
it's Bugs Bunny. Yeah, Bugs
Sounds
Bunny?
Like Bugs.
I think it might be Bugs Bunny. Come on, quick, internet guru, figure it out. What a maroon.
That's. Yeah. I thought I was so clever. Like, literally.
What?
Moron, maroon. I thought that I was so clever just now because you said you can be a maroon. And I was like, and you're such a maroon that you spelled it wrong.
Well, that's, yeah, but that could be the joke they're making in the cartoon.
Well, I think it is. That's what I'm saying. But I thought I came up with it, but clearly somebody else did.
Who is it?
Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny, yeah. What a maroon. But maybe he's just saying it that way. Oh, I don't know. Now I don't know.
It's got to be on purpose.
You think?
I think so.
Or do you think back when they were drawing the original Bugs Bunny stuff, what, 1940, late 40s, mm-hmm. 50s, mm-hmm. stuff like that? Maybe that was an insult. You got cut off on the freeway. You're like, what a maroon!
Interesting.
Interesting. I wonder. What is it? National Maroon Yourself on an Island Day?
Marooned without a compass.
Huh.
You're stuck there forever.
Yeah, but marooned, don't you have to be marooned, right? That means yeah. I'm on my pirate ship and I kick you off and I sail away, right? You can't maroon yourself. Is marooned getting lost or is marooned I drop you off and leave you there?
I have no idea.
The word maroon is not a real word anymore.
What do you mean?
We've said it too many times.
Oh, I see.
It's not real anymore.
But the National Marooned Without a Compass Day, someone has to do that to you, I think. I don't think you can do it to yourself. It's not like you can just go start walking through the Angeles National Forest without a compass and be celebrating this day, right? I have to drop you off in the Angeles National Forest and leave you there. Yeah, get out of here, you maroon. You've now marooned.
Yeah. In your maroon shirt.
How do we make it work? Hold on. Get out of the car, you maroon. I'm marooning you in your maroon shirt. Does that work? Okay.
Yep.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Save me from myself. It's one of those fun days where Katie just starts playing music and I try to figure it out.
Yep.
This is J. Roddy Walston and The Business.
Yep.
What's the song? Don't Break the Needle.
Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner.
There we go. Winning the emoji race today, Victoria in Massachusetts. We'll be right back to find out what Katie did on her weekend after this.
You're listening to The Brett Davern Show featuring Katie LeClaire. On IW Radio.
According to the Urban Dictionary, maroon is a term. Is a term often uttered by Bugs Bunny when referring to an interaction with a dopey adversary. It is a mispronunciation of the word moron. Used in a sentence, what a maroon, or will you get a load of this maroon? So there you go. Except the second definition on Urban Dictionary is more fun. It says, a term made famous by Bugs Bunny, meaning a pushover or one who is easily fooled, a dope, a fool, an idiot, or a nincompoop.
That's a fun word.
Or an unbelievably stupid person. It's usually preceded by the words, what a, and then used in a sentence, he thought he was eating chocolate ice cream, but it was vanilla with chocolate syrup. What a maroon. Or he thought that wax fruit was real. What a maroon. Or he fell in love with a stripper again. What a maroon. I love Urban Dictionary.
Wait, but that doesn't answer the question of, is it a intentional miss? I mean, Urban Dictionary would
the
be able
to. The first definition on Urban Dictionary says it's a mispronunciation of the word moron.
So it's on purpose then.
That's what Urban Dictionary says.
Huh.
But the mispronunciation then creates a new word.
Right.
So.
Like dope is in the Webster's Dictionary.
Like Homer Simpson?
D-O-H exclamation mark, yeah.
Understood. Katie, what'd you do this weekend?
Oh, I had a you know, quiet adventure.
What'd you do this weekend?
On the island of Oahu.
What?
I went to Hawaii this weekend.
All right, Matadocious, do we kill her now out of jealousy or do we wait till after the show?
You should listen to the story first.
What do you mean the story?
Well,
wait, I asked Matadocious a question first. Do we kill her now or do we let her keep pushing buttons?
Let her keep pushing buttons. Right. We don't want to do that.
How jealous are you?
So jealous.
I'm incredibly jealous.
Yeah, I'm a little bitter.
She walks in the studio this morning. Hey, guys, guess where I was this weekend? Well, I don't know. Pasadena? No. Hawaii? What? Ridiculous. This is ridiculous. And now we have to sit here and hear the story.
Yeah, there's a story.
All right, Katie, what'd you do this weekend?
Okay, so I got there on Friday.
Uh-huh.
And rented bikes, biked around the island.
What a life you lead. Oh, let me just hop over to Hawaii for a couple days.
Well, okay, so here's the thing. My friend is working there.
Man, so, if I didn't have an estate to pay for.
I know. Well, Sammy could probably take over for you.
In a day. And, you know, I mean, I'm living like the Hollywood elite in my mansion, but you're living like the Hollywood elite just gallivanting to islands on the weekend.
Yeah, baby.
Boy, oh boy.
Yep.
All right.
So, okay, so that's the thing, though. My friend's working there, so I had a free place to stay. So I'm like, heck yes, I'm going to be there for a weekend.
Sweet.
Otherwise, it would have been a longer trip, but I had to come back here.
Hmm. Okay, so you went to visit a friend.
I did.
I see.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm not on a lot of sleep, so if my sentences start not making sense, someone please stop me from myself.
What a maroon.
So Friday we rented bikes and went like shopping. We'd both been there as kids but hadn't been back for a while, to the international market. Turns out it's a big giant mall with like Louis Vuitton and like Burberry. Like it's like fancy stuff. When I was a kid, we're like little huts, like all gathered together. And you would go in and I would say,
little huts.
I would say, how much for this Tamagotchi? And they would say, oh, $10. And I would say, I'll give you $7. And I would negotiate them down, and I felt like such a badass.
Hold on. I have so many questions already.
Oh, okay, go.
All right. We're going to have to slow this down a beat, because I'm going to have questions the whole time.
Okay,
so you went to Hawaii when you were a kid?
A couple times, yeah.
Okay.
I've always been a member of the elite.
Yeah, no kidding. When was the last time you think you were there?
Oh, I went to Maui with the lump, like 5 years ago. But before that, I had only ever been with my family, and we always went to Oahu and Maui.
Oh, so you're a regular Hawaii visitor.
That's right. I'm a professional.
Yeah.
Also, the master debater lived there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
No. What?
Yeah.
I've never been to Hawaii.
Same.
Eh.
Yeah, it's pretty great. You guys should get on it.
So this trip that you just went on, you went to Oahu, which means nothing to me. What does that mean?
So Hawaii is a collection of islands.
I understand that. Which one is Oahu?
The one with Honolulu. It's like the most touristy.
Is it the one referred to as the Big Island?
No, that's the Big Island.
Oh.
It's just called the Big Island?
I don't know. There might be a Hawaiian name for it, but everybody calls it the Big Island.
Wait, the capital is Honolulu, right?
Yes.
That's the biggest city?
It doesn't mean it's the biggest city.
It's like, most likely the biggest city in Hawaii, don't you think?
I believe that the Big Island has a lot of industrial stuff, but it's very populated, and it's...
What's the big city on the Big Island?
I don't know. I've never been to the Big Island. No, Waikiki is Oahu.
I'm wildly confused. I thought Oahu was the Big Island.
No.
The Big Island is officially named Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
So,
oh,
it's Hawaii within...
The Hawaiian islands.
Yes.
So Oahu is one of, Maui is one of, Kauai is one of the Hawaiian islands.
Understood.
Yeah. So I went to...
Wait, Maui's its own island?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. I'm learning. See? This is why we ask questions, kids. Because you learn things.
You can.
So you got Hawaii.
Uh-huh. The big island.
Oahu.
Uh-huh.
Maui.
Yep.
What were some of the other ones you said?
I said Kauai.
Oh, Kauai. Yeah, uh-huh. I've heard of that one.
And then there's a bunch more.
Uh-huh.
Like a bunch more.
Mm.
I don't know what they're called.
Mm.
One of them, you might be interested to know, is radioactive.
Oh, boy.
That whole island itself is radioactive. Ooh. And no humans have been on the island for 50 years because we nuked the crap out of it.
Oh.
And we had to let it cool off a bit.
Sure.
Would you become a superhero if you went there?
Most definitely.
Whoa.
The answer is no.
She's been there. She said most definitely. I'm going with Katie's answer.
I am a superhero right now, in fact.
Super Hawaiian.
Super Hawaiian.
All right, back to the story.
So we went shopping, and I was sadly disappointed to see that my beloved collection of huts had been replaced.
Oh, my gosh.
It was literally like little like shacks, and you would go in and try to get your Tamagotchi for $3 cheaper than they wanted you to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Was that a thing that everyone did, or did you just go and haggle?
I don't know. That was my experience. Oh, no, you're supposed to haggle there.
Okay, okay.
You're supposed to. I say that like it's part of the rule book, but yeah, no, everybody did
a
that.
A young, fresh-faced LeClaire. Just the
here
only
comes
person.
That redhead again.
Here she comes.
Coming
oh,
to
boy.
Haggle.
She wants everything cheaper than we listed as.
Yeah.
All right, so you go shopping.
Went shopping and then went out that night and had fun and...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that was Friday.
Where's the hot spot in, where were you? Oahu, Honolulu.
Yeah, we were in Honolulu.
Honolulu, where's the hot spot? Where'd you go out? What'd you do?
We went to the Chart House. We had
Chart
some
House?
Spam bites.
Wait Ooh. A second, Chart House? They have Chart Houses in LA.
It's different.
What do you mean
it's
different?
It's not like a chain, it's its own thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, wait, it is a chain though, right?
I don't know.
Well, now I'm confused.
This I'm unclear on.
There used to be a Chart House in Mammoth.
I feel like they don't serve spam in L.A., though.
No. Wait, I think you went to Hawaii and went to a chain restaurant.
I think that is possible.
Oh, no. What?
Oh, I know, but at least it wasn't Buffalo Wild Wings.
That's
so.
True. Hey, brother, come on into Buffalo Wild Wings. All right, so what happened next?
The
you
next-
went out...
Yeah.
What'd you do? You said you went out. What'd you do? What's going? Come on, I've never been to Hawaii before.
Well, there's like
I want to live vicariously.
There's little, you know, there's like dancers. There's live music.
Uh huh.
People were like hula-ing.
Really?
Yeah, it's great.
Okay.
And then I crashed really hard and I fell asleep. Like I was like falling asleep at the restaurant and I was not handling the time change super great.
Right.
So Friday night was pretty low key.
4 hours behind us.
I think it's 3 hours
okay
behind us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, 3 hours behind us, but then daylight savings happen and they don't change, so now they're only 2 hours behind us.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, Friday night had big wild plans, delusions of grandeur.
Right, sure.
Fell asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
the next day was pretty great though.
Uh-huh. What happened
the next day? So the thing about Oahu is it's like North Shore Oahu.
Listen to her, Matadocious. Let me explain to you little people on that side of the room. The thing about Oahu is, which by the way is just the most annoying way you can ever start a sentence. I think we've found it. I'm writing a coffee table book currently called The Most Annoying Way to Start a Sentence. I think that's page one. The thing about Oahu is, dot, 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 fill in the blank. It doesn't really matter what you say after that. You've now become the most annoying person on the face of the planet.
Hi, guys. It's nice to meet you.
When traveling to Hawaii for the weekend, dot, 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 that's another one. That's page five.
All right, so.
Yes, Katie, teach us about Oahu.
Here's the thing. I had, like, childhood memories.
Matadocious and I lean forward, put our chins on our hand. Mm-hmm. Go on. Tell us about Oahu.
Isn't that what I'm supposed to be doing right now?
All right, let me tell you about my weekend. The thing about Tarzana is... it's not near as cool. Go ahead.
All right.
So the thing about Oahu
the
is...
The thing about Oahu is...
Yeah.
There's, like, North Shore Oahu.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Honolulu.
Okay.
And Honolulu is like the city where all the tourists are.
Sure.
It's really industrial. There's lots of traffic.
Mm-hmm.
But when you think of like relaxing, beautiful, green, rainbow Hawaii.
Yeah.
You're thinking about Oahu, you're thinking about the North Shore.
Okay.
So.
That makes me think of one of my favorite hour-long dramas on the CW from the late 90s.
Hawaii, what? What are you talking about?
There was a show called North Shore. All right, anyway, moving on.
Oh, boy.
There was.
I don't know if I saw that one.
Mm.
In the 60s?
All right.
No, that was Hawaii 5-0.
Book 'em, Dano. All right, come on, let's go.
So
you guys went to the North Shore?
We went to the North Shore.
Ah.
We started with a quick trip to the Dole Plantation.
The
pineapple plantation.
Uh-huh.
We got some Dole Whip straight from the source. Uh-huh.
What is Dole Whip? What?
Maddie, you want to take this one?
It is like soft-served pineapple
Ooh.
I should say pineapple soft serve, and it's so good. They also serve it at Disneyland.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
So, I don't even like pineapple, and I love Dole Whip.
Oh, pineapple's great. Yeah. I like pineapple a lot. Great.
I learned that there is a sweeter half of a pineapple than a, like, so the way that it grows is through a plant, obviously, and its stem, like, it blooms from a stem, and the part of the pineapple that is the quote-unquote bottom of the pineapple is sweeter.
Oh.
Interesting.
Hmm.
So.
All right.
Dole Whip has two tones. One is darker and one is lighter, and the darker one is the sweeter.
Maybe I would like the sweeter one. Sweeter version.
You're
of
a
it.
Very sweet girl, so.
No.
Yeah.
So Dole Whip, huh?
Dole Whip.
Okay.
And at the plantation, they have a maze, like a corn maze, except for it's in pineapple bushes.
Oh.
They have a little train you can get on, all the boring crap you do with your family.
Uh-huh. they're like, ah, come get on the train. Katie's like, how much? You're like, $10. She's like, I'll give you $7.
She haggles everywhere in Hawaii.
They're like, you do realize this is just a state in the union, right? Like, this is not, this is a normal, we have businesses and we expect you to pay what we ask you to pay.
Yeah, I'll pay you what I want
to
pay.
Katie's trying to crash the economy in Hawaii.
Single-handedly.
Yeah.
Over the course of the week. You're welcome, Hawaiians. All right, so you leave the Dole Plantation. You're on the way to the North Shore.
And then I want to relive my childhood.
How far is this drive?
It's only like an hour and change.
Oh, okay.
But the whole, I mean, like, it's an island, so it's not huge.
Right.
So we're going from one bottom. Waikiki is, or Honolulu's on the south, and we're going all the way to the top.
Ah, I see.
It's only an hour.
Oh, all right. How's the drive?
Gorgeous.
Yeah?
Gorgeous.
No garlic fields to drive through.
No garlic fields to drive through. Mm. But the smell of pineapple in the air, so better.
Ugh. We'll see how long it takes for me to strangle her out of jealousy.
You gonna be okay?
Oh, it's hurt. It hurts. But it hurts so good. This is Chilling on a Beach with My Best Friend Jesus Christ by Susto. I'm getting better at this. But this is the slow version.
Is there more than one version?
Yeah, that's all right. This is more the ballady version.
Oh, here we go.
Chilling on a beach in Waikiki. Jealous. All right, we'll be right back.
Adobe Radio, got something to say? Send Brett a text right now with iMessage. Text message BDSFans at adobe.com. You're listening to The Brett Davern Show.
All right, on our way to the North Shore.
Okay.
What happened next?
I have a childhood memory of my sister absolutely hating the place that was the beach that is my favorite beach ever. It's called Pounders because those waves come hard. And it's wintertime, which means that the waves are larger than they are in the spring and summer. And I really did want to get in the water, but I didn't because I didn't want to die. So we went to Pounders, stopped by a little fruit stand. Got all of the fruit. It was my favorite is the lily koi, which, Brett, my favorite fruit is lily koi.
All right.
Went to Giovanni's Shrimp Truck, the greatest, garlickiest experience of your life.
Okay.
And then we went to Shark's Cove, which is like this snorkeling place.
Oh, yeah.
Shark's Cove is great. The master debater sent us there, said, you gotta go because there's been multiple times where snorkeling, I was like chasing turtles and really like really active sea life there.
Mm-hmm.
So we park on the side of the road. We have to walk down this like pretty steep-ish hill. And there's like little almost like tide pools.
Yeah.
And there's lots of, it's an island. There's lots of lava rock everywhere.
Oh. What was the weather like?
It's great.
Yeah.
It's like 80s and then intermittent sprinkling rain. It'll just come out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah. And it's that kind of like warm rain.
Mm-hmm. And it only lasts for 10 minutes and then goes on.
Yeah. It keeps everything just nice and clear.
Yeah.
And then you're walking to go possibly chase turtles in a cool snorkel spot on the North Shore.
Pretty freaking great.
Can I tell you that over the weekend, I accidentally broke the boy's cat boy toy. A leg came off.
Uh-oh.
And I had to deal with just nothing but screaming over the cat boy toy for like a solid hour.
I mean, I can't believe you broke it. I would have screamed too.
So. Anyway, back to trying to chase Sharks sea Cove. Turtles in a tidal pool in Hawaii over the weekend.
So we're at Sharks Cove. Mm-hmm. And I'm sort of like, you know, looking down and there's like an angelfish swimming in through the lava rock. It's very clear. It's very just perfect. And there's like families everywhere, like spattered around enjoying, you know, this little area. The thing, though, is that the rocks are sharp mm-hmm. and also slippery, which is a weird oxymoron. Mm. But we had to keep our shoes on. Like, I kept my flip-flops on because you'll cut the crap out of the bottom of your feet otherwise.
Sure.
So I'm walking around on these slippery, sharp rocks, and I slip on one of them.
Uh-oh.
And I overcorrect myself, and I come down, and my right foot is now missing a big toenail.
No!
Oh, all of a sudden, I feel so much better.
I just feel so tense.
Oh, I feel so much better.
If
all
you're
of a sudden.
Pulling up a picture right now.
Oh, I feel so much better, though. Oh, I'm so glad it wasn't the just a perfect experience. Oh, she's showing gross pictures around the studio right now.
I'm going to barf.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is gross.
That is worse than anything that has come out of Brett's mouth. That is so much worse.
Your whole big toenail?
Literally the entire thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Except, hold on. Wait, Maddie, sidebar. Hold on. Except, do you feel kind of better, though, now?
Yeah.
I'm glad. Hey, Katie, look, you're fine, right? You're not going to die or anything, are
nope.
you? All
perfectly
right.
Good.
And you're going to get over this, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Thank God she didn't have the perfect weekend. Because I was getting really nervous that it was just going to be sunshine and rainbows the whole time.
It was those.
Strangely,
things.
I'm comforted by your missing big toenail.
How long does it take for a big toenail to grow back?
Oh, it'll be a year.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. You're deformed. Oh, my God.
Your big toe's not protected.
Wow.
Well, right now it has gauze all over it, Neosporin, so yeah, it's all right.
You see, this is what you get for trying to whittle the locals down at their on the prices at their shops.
Island
Hawaiian
karma.
Karma.
Well, so we went to the local grocery store and performed parking lot surgery.
Oh, my gosh. No, oh, man. On a serious note, I'm sorry that happened.
Yeah,
that sucks.
That's awful.
No, seriously, I'm serious,
You're
man.
Saying that through a smile.
Oh, man, that's just so horrible for you.
You punk.
No, I'm being serious. That sucks.
Also, I want to point out.
Sounds like it hurt.
That Katie could have been eaten by a shark because she was bleeding into the ocean.
Yeah.
And they could have smelled it and come and eaten her.
At a place called Shark Cove.
Yeah, Shark Cove. So you're actually lucky you got out alive.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's an interesting thing. I think my body went into shock.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I didn't scream. I didn't cry. Yeah. I just went, and then my friend was like, oh, my God. And I was like, if you say anything, it will make it 10 times worse. We are in survival mode. Just get up the hill and get me some alcohol.
Yeah. Oh, and then you had to, like, trip through the sand back with no toenail, getting all sandy in there and stuff.
Do you have a limp?
Yeah, I do.
Oh.
It's like it was like a clamshell.
Oh my.
Had opened.
Oh my gosh.
What do you mean? Oh, your toenail?
Yeah.
Oh,
the toenail was dangling upwards like a clamshell.
I feel actually queasy. Real life, I feel queasy.
It hurts my teeth.
Yeah.
It hurts my teeth.
Phantom pain?
Ah. It hurts my teeth. I'm getting that weird thing in my legs. You know that weird, like.
My right leg specifically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like right
was
above my knee.
Right
I get
or
this
left.
Weird queasy, like this weird, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, yeah.
So we went to the grocery store. My friend got gauze and medical tape and Neosporin and tequila.
Yeah, that's good.
And nail clippers.
No, seriously, I'm getting that like weird clammy feeling. Matt, are you getting that?
Yes, I hate this.
Oh, my saliva glands are going a bit, and my hands are a little damp.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling a little warm, like right behind the neck.
We're being punished now.
So I do a couple shots of tequila.
Wait, is this?
Back to back.
I was going
to
say, is this story true? But yeah, she showed us photos.
Literally all on video. And then the thing about it is, like, I would have liked to go to the very bottom where, like, the cuticle meets the skin,
no,
right?
No, stop.
But I couldn't. I had to chip away at it. Clip by clip by clip.
Oh, God.
Took about 20 minutes of clipping small little squares out of my giant toenail.
Stop.
You look a little white, Brett.
So gross. Oh, I was so excited to like make fun of you for going to Hawaii and injuring yourself, but this is just not fun anymore.
No.
Did you do this all on purpose specifically to make us barf
I did.
Today?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I think this is a good time to insert a public service announcement for everybody because I started doing this years ago, which is don't wear flip-flops in these kinds of things. Like if you're going to go on a hike or whitewater rafting or anything like that where there's like a chance for water and land and climbing over rocks, not flip-flops, people. Not flip-flops. But you also don't want to wear those weird like neon aqua socks that your grandfather wears either because those aren't fashionable. Just whatever the oldest pair of tennis shoes you have that you don't care about, just put your bare feet in those, tie them up, and go with those.
Yeah.
That's a public service announcement for all of you. If they're Chuck Taylors, you know, like the Converse with the rubber toe on them, even better.
Yeah.
But just whatever the oldest pair of tennis shoes is that you have. I got a pair that are just my crappy tennis shoes that I do not care about. And I've worn them in lakes and rivers and streams and oceans and all kinds of stuff. Yeah. And because in your situation, if you would have slipped, you'd have a protective shield around your whole foot. So
yeah,
you still might have, you know, gotten scraped up on the rocks a little bit, but you'd have a big toenail still.
Mm-hmm.
Flip-flops. Flip-flops are the devil's footwear.
Mm-hmm.
Not good. Not good for anybody.
Well, I'm, what's the word? I have to wear flip-flops now for the next probably week.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have another footwear choice.
You sealed your fate.
Right.
Because I have a giant white gauze wrapped around my toe.
Wow.
And that's going to be there for about a week.
Wow.
It was a great trip.
So wait. So hold on. So you that happens.
Yeah.
You...
Parking lot surgery.
Little parking lot surgery. No emergency room on this?
No.
Well, I don't know. You never know.
No. And then as a reward, I went to get Masimoto shaved ice.
Oh, yeah.
Because you, come on, you have to.
Sure.
I got ice cream and then shaved ice on top and then a little condensed milk. Ooh, real good. And then we have a long-lost family member on the north shore of Oahu. And so we knocked on some stranger's door and said, does this person live here? And they said, no. And I said, oh, all right.
Cool. What?
Mm-hmm.
You are such a weirdo.
Yeah.
You just went up and knocked on someone's door?
Yeah.
Because you thought you remembered where someone lived?
Well, no, I had the address, but we didn't know if they lived there still.
Right.
I know it was the right house.
Yeah. You know, you might want to just call next time.
We didn't have a phone number.
Okay.
How often do you get to Oahu? You got to make the try to reconnect the family if you can.
If you're Katie LeClaire, apparently you're in Oahu all the time.
Yeah. Well, then I Facebooked off them and then just started talking to the daughter on Facebook.
Oh, so that's nice.
Probably should have just done that to begin with.
Right. Right.
Interesting.
Anyway.
And you walked up with a football-size gauze bandage on your foot?
I did, yeah. Real bloody, too.
Oh,
just bloody on the outside.
All right.
The next day, we went to like a swap meet.
Well, what happened Saturday night?
Oh, we went home.
Yeah.
And I elevated my foot.
Really? So it kind of put a damper on the trip?
For sure.
Oh, that sucks.
We had plans to go hiking the next day. Not going to happen.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Nah.
Sorry. I feel really bad about your trip to Hawaii getting ruined. No, I do. That sucks. You flew a long way and spent money and everything and we tried to go to Hawaii and it got ruined. It's horrible. I feel really bad about that.
I brought back some goodies, though.
Yeah, you did. You did. Should we try some after the break?
I think it's a good idea. If you want, you don't have to eat anything.
You brought back some weird stuff. It's early in the morning. I don't know if I want to eat some of this stuff. I'll try it anyway. No, that sucks. I feel bad. I'm sorry. All joking aside, that sucks. So you just went back and elevated your toe and that was it?
Pretty much.
Went to a swap meet the next day?
Yeah.
You went to a swap meet in Hawaii?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then back in time for the show this morning.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. Crazy.
It is crazy.
See, people think travel's really hard and that you have to do all this planning and you have to do all this reconnaissance and everything before you go. Nope. Just book a plane ticket.
Yeah. Figure it out.
Go for the weekend.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah. All right. This is Green Day with, man, Welcome to Paradise.
Nope.
Burnout.
Nope.
I don't know.
Having a blast.
Having a blast. Man. From Dookie.
Yeah.
Album. Nah, whatever. Close enough. We'll be right back.
Follow at Brett Davern Show on Instagram for behind-the-scenes pics of Brett, Katie, and their guests. IW Radio.
You see, the thing about Reseda is that they don't have any lava rocks to trip over.
Right.
When you're, you know, at Trader Joe's with a couple of screaming kids.
Right, right.
All right, so Katie brought back goodies here, Matadocious. You want to try some?
Yeah.
All right. These are from the Honolulu Cookie Company.
They're all different flavors, so it's sort of a dealer's choice there.
Brett put them all in his hand. He has them all.
They're shaped like little pineapples.
Aw. Yeah.
Oh, do you want, what kind do you want here?
I don't really know what kinds.
I'm going to give you this orange one.
No, that's the one I want.
Okay, give that to Kate. No, give that to Kate.
No, it's okay. I just had a bunch of them.
No.
No, it's the best one. You actually really should have that one.
What is
that one's Lily
right
Coy.
Now?
That one's Lily Coy.
Oh, okay.
Are you
sure you don't want
this?
Oh,
my
no,
God. She brought back gifts for us. I'm like, hey, Matadocious, you want to try some cookies? And then I go, here, you try the orange one. She goes, I want that one.
Katie is injured, and I'm taking her cookies.
I want that one.
No, you should have that one. It's real good.
All right, I'm going to go with this one that has What's no that frosting on it. It looks coconutty. Looks like it's got coconut. This is the Honolulu Cookie Company. It says on the top of the box, it says premium shortbread cookies. Mm. All right, I'm going to try one.
That little piece is the Lily Coy. That's go straight for it. Get it
big
all.
Enough bite
Get it
to...
all.
That's Lily Coy flavor?
Mm-hmm. Lily.
Lily Coy flavor
mm-hmm.
that Matadocious has.
Mm-hmm. Lily Coy is mm-hmm. it's passion fruit.
I took a bite of this coconut one, and I should not have done that because it's effing delicious, and now I have to eat the whole thing.
There's like a
that's really good
Kona coffee flavors in
Ooh,
there.
Yeah. Oh, we're gonna have to get
extra
into all
pineapple,
that.
All that.
What else did she bring back? She brought back popcorn, Matadocious.
Brett Davern is obsessed with popcorn.
I am a popcorn connoisseur. I've never
had this. I'm
surprised
you started with the cookies.
I've never had this kind of popcorn. This is Samurai brand. How do you pronounce that?
Fukaki.
Furikake. Furikake popcorn. What is this?
It
What's the
point?
It
says it on there. It's seaweed.
Seaweed?
On the front. Doesn't it say it on the front? Oh, no, it doesn't. I lied. It's on the back.
It says buttery topping, seasoned seaweed, and premium Japanese rice crackers make this flavor a local favorite. All right. You want some seaweed popcorn, Matadocious?
Yeah, this is very L.A.
It is.
Oh. I like that. It tastes like seaweed popcorn. Oh, it's kind of good.
It is good.
Buttery, salty.
Fishy.
A little smoky, a little fishy. A little seaweed flavor in there. What else we got here? Milk chocolate covered macadamia nuts. Ooh, boy.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh, Matadocious. She should go to Hawaii more often.
Yeah.
You get gifts in the morning. I like it.
She gets injured and we still get gifts.
I know.
You're welcome, guys.
I know. And she got all these gifts for $3. can you tell she had a guilty conscience about going to Hawaii over the weekend?
Mm-hmm.
She felt like,
behind.
Oh, okay, I guess I'll get those ragamuffins some gifts.
Those peasants.
Back there.
Uh-huh.
By the way, that bag of popcorn, is everything more expensive in Hawaii?
It is.
That bag of popcorn is like $7. Did you see the price tag?
Well, she got it for 50 cents.
Right. No, I know she haggled them down. I'm just saying
that's
the original price is $7.
That's why you have to haggle.
Yeah, they start high because Katie LeClaire is going to come through. And
all right, these are chocolate-covered macadamia nuts. I'm sure they're delicious.
Terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Oh, boy. Well, shouldn't have had one of those.
That's the milk chocolate.
Mmm. Those are really good.
Mm-hmm.
Boy. Shouldn't have had that. I'm gonna have to eat that whole box now. That's good stuff.
Last but not least.
Last but not least, she brought back a bottle of Hawaiian ketchup just to annoy me.
Where are the hot dogs?
I know. So, wait, weren't we talking about spam recently on something? Or was that off the show? I don't think I've ever had spam.
Oh, it's delicious.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. You've had it before.
I had had it before, yeah.
What kind of preparations did you have it as? Or fried. How did you?
Fried in a pan.
Fried spam? I'm taking just a little finger full of Hawaiian ketchup here.
Spicy Hawaiian ketchup.
Oh, yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
That just tastes like...
That is good stuff.
Like a spicy teriyaki barbecue sauce.
Mm-hmm. You can't say that wouldn't taste great on a hot dog.
That's true. It probably would.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it's different than our ketchup. It's still sweet, but it has like a kick to it.
I agree. I'd allow that on a hot dog.
All right.
Woohoo!
So Hawaiians can have ketchup on their hot dogs.
Hawaiian ketchup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hawaiian ketchup. Hawaiians can have Hawaiian ketchup on their hot dogs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good stuff.
That is good stuff.
Hawaiians love regular ketchup, though. Ooh.
Some of that on the popcorn might be pretty good.
Yeah. I'm surprised that hasn't happened.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So spam, it's like a little butter in the pan. Pam. Uh-huh. Spam comes in the shape of the can.
Right.
It's a pressed meat. It's basically a hot dog. It's just in a rectangle form.
What kind of meat? Do we know?
I don't want to know.
You don't
want to
know?
Yeah, you don't want to know. It's salty. I think it's probably pig.
It's probably just whatever a hot dog's made out of, pretty much,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, except for instead of the casing, they just put it in the container with, like, a little bit of water. So you just slice it up and then throw it in the pan.
Mm-hmm.
Little pan-fried action. It's really good. It's so salty.
Really salty.
Super salty.
Yeah.
Had some super good ramen.
Oh, there. Yeah. Ramen's good. I
had
like ramen.
Had some poke. Had some...
Mm-hmm.
Shaved ice was really good. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I feel like Hawaii has a lot of the things that LA people eat, but it's actually like authentic and, you know.
Yeah, sure.
Better.
Better.
Better for sure. So.
Better just because the air smells better.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Matadocious, where are you going this weekend?
Well, I was not going to go anywhere, but I think I'm just going to go to like Alaska or something.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
You're not going to go to Reseda?
No, no, no. Mm. That's Brett's territory.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, stay out of my hood. Let's get crazy and go to Encino.
Oh.
Whoa.
I got a question, though.
What?
So on the flight home, because obviously I had to be here for the show.
Right.
On the flight home, I took a red eye with the intention of sleeping the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
I get the aisle. I'm on an exit row, which actually is a sucker's move. You think it's a good idea because you get the leg room. Sucker's move. The seats don't lay back.
Oh.
What?
Uh-uh. On a five-hour flight, the seats not laying back, not ideal.
The seats don't lay back on an exit row?
No.
Is that real?
No, because if your seat's back and there's an emergency, they don't want you to have to take the time to put it forward so people can get out.
Interesting. Never thought about it.
So it's a sucker's move for a long flight to take the exit row seat.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Were you back in coach?
I mean, listen, they didn't have my normal seat, and I put up a stink about it, but then a old lady came by, and I said, she can have it.
You flew economy?
I did.
She needed that extra exit row room for her toe.
Actually, yeah, kind of. Anyway, so that's what I did. The guy sits down next to me. I'm in the aisle. It's the row with only two chairs. The guy sits down next to me, closer to the door, window.
The last time I flew economy was when my assistant, Gabriella, accidentally pushed the wrong button on Expedia.
You got rid of her, though.
Oh, yeah. She's not around anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So the guy...
I was flying to Vegas. It's a 45-minute flight. She puts me back in economy.
Oh, God.
And I was like, Gabriella, this will not stand. Kicked her right out the
you
front
fired.
Door. Yeah. She goes, how are you firing me? You're not firing Sammy. He drinks all day long down in his little hut there. I said, yeah, he didn't book me the wrong ticket on a flight.
Yeah.
And sometimes he shares his tequila. Get out of here. That's the last time I flew economy.
Mm.
It was a mistake. A mistake that will never be made again. All right. Just kidding. Go ahead.
So the guy sits down. He looks at me and he goes, So I don't sleep. This is an overnight flight.
What?
He looks at me. He goes, so I don't sleep. So I'm probably going to be bothering you a lot.
Oh, boy.
Getting in and out and stretching my legs and stuff. And I go, okay, so we're going to switch seats.
Right.
And he goes, oh, you don't mind? And I go, not if you're going to keep waking me up on an overnight flight.
Yeah.
What is your deal, bro?
Also, is he a vampire?
I mean, I don't know. He said he had a bad back, so like he couldn't get comfortable enough to sleep. Me, I fall asleep before the plane even takes off.
There's nothing stranger than if you want to freak people out, just get onto a plane and just look at the person sitting next to you and just with your eyes wide open go, I don't sleep. Okay. Thanks for sharing, stranger. Weird.
Yeah.
Also, he's like, you go ahead and nod off if you want. Just know that I don't sleep.
Weird.
Go ahead and sleep right next to me. Just know that while you're sleeping, I'm not sleeping. It's like, okay, buddy.
That's uncomfortable.
A little intense there, pal.
And they, anyway.
So you switch seats?
We switched seats.
So he went to the aisle?
He went to the aisle.
You went to the middle?
He went to the middle of the plane, yeah, so he could stretch his legs more readily.
No. I'm saying you went, you gave him the aisle seat, and you went to the middle of the row?
Yeah, but there was a door next to me and an empty space, so it was only a two-seat row.
Gotcha.
So I didn't have anybody to my right.
Understood.
But yet again, I still did not have full access to the armrest.
He looks at you, he's like, you can fall asleep, but I'll be awake the whole time. And there's not a third person in this row. It's just the two of us.
Yeah.
You sleeping and me wide awake. Have a great flight. Yeah, that's weird.
It was strange.
So did you sleep?
Yeah.
And he didn't sleep?
Supposedly not.
Did he still bug you?
I mean, only because I didn't have anywhere to put my arms.
Oh, he took the arm.
The whole armrest. The whole time.
Hmm. Yeah, how do you negotiate who gets the arm?
My move is I usually put just an elbow on the very back. You can have the whole thing, mm-hmm. but just give me an elbow in the very back.
Mm-hmm. Surprised more planes aren't forced to land early by people arguing over the armrest.
Mm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they have two arms?
There's barely enough room for the person to sit.
Huh. Yeah. Weird.
Yeah.
What about if a stranger sits down and flips the arm up in between the two of you?
I'm
unannounced. Like they just sit down, flip it up, and then sit down, and you're sitting there like,
I'm calling the flight attendant, and I'm getting a different seat.
I'm sorry, ma'am. This flight is full.
Tell him he has to put the armrest down.
Why is it a him all of a sudden?
Because it is.
You find you talk to people on flights?
This guy was so chatty.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't ever talk to anybody.
Yeah, I try not to.
Well, then again, I'm up in there in first class with the other elites. We don't talk to each other.
It shows.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, you going to live with this toe?
Honestly, I'm not sure.
Can be working injured for a while, huh? All right.
It's real gross.
Well, we'll see what happens. That's a wrap, everybody. Thanks for listening live on Adobe.com, the free Adobe app, or subscribing to the podcast on YouTube, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you like what you heard, tell everyone you know.
Tell them.
I think what we've all learned here today is that you should have taken Matadocious and I on this trip. Mm-hmm. Because I would have been there to say to you, don't wear flip-flops, just put on a pair of tennis shoes, thus saving your toenail. And Matadocious probably would have thrown in some sort of input that would have had you not doing that either. So I think what we all learned here is that you shouldn't go anywhere without us ever again.
True.
Especially to Hawaii for the weekend.
Okay.
So that's what I learned today. Say goodbye, producer Katie.
Goodbye.
Producer Katie's on Twitter and Instagram at Katie LeClaire. I'm on Twitter and Instagram at BDavava. You can follow the show at Brett Davern Show. Once again, for producer Katie and Matadocious and Katie's long-lost Hawaiian relative who might or might not live in Hawaii, and for Katie's big toenail, which now does reside in a parking lot in Hawaii, I'm Brett, reminding all of you to be kind and take care of each other. That was our show. We will see you tomorrow. Good night. The Big Island? I don't know. Yeah, sounds good. All right. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
That's it for the Brett Davern Show today. But don't worry, they'll be back tomorrow on Adobe Radio Live, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific.